Welcome to another edition of podcast from Gothenburg-400.com. This is Reddy.
Karin, you have a big project, especially focusing on two younger groups, and you are focusing also on integration. How are you able to do this through painting or art?
First of all, we're focusing in the painting industry, so we are educating young people. So we focus on two different groups, the younger group. We focus on more engaging them for the interest.
So what we do is working in disadvantaged areas of Gothenburg.
And such as?
Hammarkullen, Angered, Hjällbo. We focus on these areas because in this moment they are on the path of this arch stretch that we're going to make for the 400-year celebration. And we work in local networks such as Fritidsgårdar. It's a place where a lot of local kids go to engage in local activities. So we work in close cooperation with them, and we organize activities. This is for the younger age group. And the older age group, we focus more on people who are far away from the labor market. These are people who are not registered in Arbetsförmedlingen, because they're not everyone who are registered there who are in the statistics. So we work with a lot of networks and also the social service in the city. We are engaging them, we're educating them to become painters. So the first part is a 3-month trying course. So it's a small group where we focus on the individual person. So it's not like normal classes can be like 20-30 groups. So we really catch the individual. So we making them interested in the painting industry and also what they can do, and also that they will believe them themselves. Because a lot of these teenagers or the young people, they have been unemployed for a long time and have just been sitting at home and feeling hopeless about the future. So it's really important that we focus on them, we focus on the individual person. What we also do that is very, that make it attractive for them and that they can show for their families and their friends, is to paint these street art. That's a part of this 21 kilometer arch.
What is this? You are trying to do, like, you know, hey, you can have a livelihood through painting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible, Karin?
It's possible if you make them believe in themselves, if you really, and also show that this is an industry that need painters, need young painters, because we're part of this member organization. We're actually hired by the Måleriföretagen. It's
Painters Association.
Exactly. So this, it's a wish from them that we need more young painters in the industry, because the painters today are men and they're getting older and older. So we need more energy, young energy, and also to engage with unemployed youth who are living in the disadvantaged areas. Because if you see the statistics today, the youth unemployment is, you know, it's okay, but it depends on which area you live in. So if you live in an area where there's a high rate of unemployed people, you get unemployed yourself, because you don't see these role models around you. That's what we're trying to engage in a project, to believe in themselves, have someone to talk to, and also form a group of hope and trust. So, and also that they can, this is what I've been doing. This is like something that I contributed to myself and also in my neighborhood. That's why we're not focusing on just city areas. We're actually where they live and where they can show to their family and friends where they are.
Karin, this is an unusual thing you are trying to do, because you're working with unemployed people, you're working with the disadvantaged areas. What is the most challenging thing for you?
The most challenging thing for us is to keep going, because we have a lot of, you know, to make them believe in themselves, and also like to finance the project, because there's so many different areas it has to work out, and also to focus on the core values. I think it's really important to go back to the core values while we're doing this, and focus on the youths, and also to share the idea to other areas, and also make it
share the values and also make them to understand that this is important. This is, we need an extra, it's not, we can't just rely on arbetsförmedlingen, and we need to work together for this. So this is what we're really trying to work on. That's why we're also here, to work together to reach a goal.
Sorry to ask you, core values, could you tell us once again, what are the core values?
The core values is to engage more young people into the painting industry, but also to get them, to give them jobs, actually, to take them away from feeling hopeless and worthless, to make them that they're worth something and that they actually can wake up every morning and go to a job that they feel proud of in an industry that actually needs them.
How many people have you worked with so far?
59 people have gotten since the start 2014, so that's very good numbers. And I think it's also, we can't just focus on statistics. We have engaged for more than 1,200 in these activities that we have. And I think if you check on the hidden values or the hidden statistics, what actually makes with these people, what they actually think and feel, is more valuable than the number of course, 59 young people who got employment is really, really good. And reaching, we're going to make that. If we keep on working like we're doing now, I think we're actually going to, no doubt, that we're going to reach that goal.
One last question, Karin. Like in other parts of the world, other cities, we have areas that has been branded as something and something. That is also happening in Gothenburg. So how do you see the future of the city in such a background?
I think it's very important to see it as a contribution that we, all of us have to work together in this. It's not that, oh, this project is doing a good thing, but we actually have to feel every person, every company, how can we contribute to better integration and also work with these problems that actually exist and not just blame the police or the politicians or that the individual or the company or any organization can do something to make this better. So I think if a society goes together to a common goal, I think that's a good, good way to go.
Generally, what should we do to help people to integrate, to keep them occupied?
Well, follow our model. Work with networks that are already existing and working with these young people. So we're not, you know, because there's so many ways that, you know, they have this project ID and they think that they, like, you know, we own this ID. But by working together, you can contribute so much more. And actually, because so many people have a common goal, and if we just work together, I think this can be more successful and more effective. Because we sit on, like, different expert areas, and we are, you know, we're from the painting industry, but there's so many other areas and so many other industries that can actually follow this model. And I think this is actually what we want. We want to be just an example of an industry that this works, we can do this, and also be find their own ways to do this. We do this by, like, the painting, we do this, like, together with art, together with street art, together with young people, but every area have their own special ways. You just need the creative ideas to make that happen.
Thank you, Karin.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you get time, please share your views. Thank you.